You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 212, The Seven Levels of Power. Thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year, family. May you be blessed abundantly in this year. I pray that you are well and in good spirits because the sixth sun is here. There's no turning back. The awakening has begun. Before we get started with the message from Spirit today, I want to make a few announcements. We have begun a video podcast, and that will be available on our website for now until I find a suitable platform for it. There are many new ones out there, so I will be looking into them further. Our first video podcast was on the dangers and health risks of breast implants. So please go to our website to check that out if you're interested. There's also a message from Spirit for all light workers for the new year, and that's extremely important for everyone to hear. You'll see the latest recordings on the homepage, as well as any messages from Spirit. And there will be a link created as well to view older shows as we continue to record. This has been in the works for a very long time, and now it's available. So I'm so happy to let you know that. I also want to remind you that our natural healing classes are available online, on demand, and we just completed level 2 right before the end of the year. So these classes are available to everyone, level 1 and level 2. They are absolutely power-packed with life-changing information. So if you're interested in transforming your life and taking your health back, then you may want to check those online classes out. Soon, we will also be starting level 3 classes for those who are interested in becoming transformational healers. And those classes are closed. They are only for the people who are completing the certification program. But level 1 and 2 are available for everyone. So we are doing it, family, and we are bringing you life-changing information and empowering you, helping you to take your health back. Don't wait until you have a health crisis before you become interested in your health, because it's much easier to do it before you get sick to stay healthy than it is after you get sick. It's much harder at that point to get back on track. So for the people who have decided to dedicate themselves to these classes, they are growing by leaps and bounds, and they will be some of the most powerful healers on the planet, I guarantee you, because they are being trained in multiple disciplines. And most importantly, their own personal lives are being transformed by this information. So that's what's most important. So please visit our website at awakenthehealing.com for more information on our online classes. Thank you. Now, let's get to today's message from Spirit. Spirit wants you to understand and understand about the seven levels of power. You may have also heard this called the seven levels of chi. Today, we are going to look very deeply into this because it's extremely relevant to where we find ourselves at this time in the awakening. The seven levels of power have multiple dimensions, meaning they refer to many things. So today, we are going to focus on the dimension of manifestation and how that is tapped into. I want you to look at the levels of power as being levels of chi or life force energy. We also know this as intelligent energy, the energy that flows through our feet and moves through each chakra and connects us to our divinity. Your level of power is directly related to your life force. You need to understand and understand this because it's very deep. Your level of power is directly related to your ability to carry and channel intelligent energy, which is life force. It is the power that you have to create and to manifest your reality. This chi or life force is what you use to transform thought into matter. So depending on what level of chi you have within your mind and body, this will determine your ability to manifest and transform your reality. Now, I'm going to give you an example. If you are sick or in poor health, then your vital energy is low. And depending on how sick you are, that will determine how low your vital energy is. This can also be said for people who are toxic. If your body is full of toxins, then you have a very low vitality, and it will be much easier for you to get sick because your body is weak. And most people are extremely toxic because of the food and drinks that are being consumed today. We are also being poisoned from chemicals with products that you use daily on your skin and hair. Your toothpaste is full of fluoride. The water is full of untold chemicals, including chlorine. The foods are being filled with toxins and other chemicals in the guise of preservatives and artificial flavors. On top of that, if you smoke, drink alcohol, use any form of drugs, including pharmaceuticals, you are increasing your toxicity. Then we have radiation poisoning from cell phones, towers, modems, things like that that are all around your home. And if you don't know how to protect yourself from these unseen toxins, then you are pretty much doomed. This is why I did a class on radiation health risks online, because you must know how to measure your exposure and how to prevent your body from absorbing these unseen, very deadly toxins. So as you can see, there are many ways that we are being poisoned today. And this is just a short list. That's another reason why you should really consider taking the natural healing classes, because we cover all of this in detail. This is not a sales pitch, because I did these classes for you, because ignorance is your greatest enemy, and ignorance creates fear, and nothing good comes from this marriage. So you must begin to increase your knowledge in order to empower yourself. What I want you to realize is that sickness is not normal, and that when you are sick, you are weak energetically on many levels. You do not have the power to manifest in a sick state. This is why they, the demons that have been ruling our world, love to keep you ignorant and powerless. They want to keep you in a poisoned state, and this is why they put all these things in our food and water, because you have no power there. And as you can see, this has become the norm in our world. The masses are sick, weak, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, completely dysfunctional on many levels. So we need healers in this world, not glorified drug dealers, but true healers. And I'm here to tell you that you have the power to change your life. You have to break out of the lower levels of consciousness, which are the lower levels of chi. So now let's look at the first level of power or chi. This level is referred to as the gutter chi. And at this level, there's almost no life force at all. There is very little light within the being that is on this level. That means they have no joy, no peace, no harmony, and no love. They exist in a state of death. Energetically, this person is poisoned mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Their etheric field is extremely dark and smells horrible. These people associate themselves with violence. They are predators. They enjoy dark, demonic things like child pornography, evil, dark music, drugs, alcohol, prostitution, crime, horror movies, and they prefer the night as opposed to the day. This is the lowest level of chi or life force that a person can have. They literally exist in a state of death, and they feed off of death. Their diets, mentally and physically, mirror this state. The second level of power, or chi, is called the level of fear. These people live in a state of fear, or they enjoy creating fear in others. On this level, you will not feel safe unless you have an alarm in your home, keep your doors and windows locked at all times, and you will feel the need to carry a gun, a knife, or pepper spray. These people enjoy violent movies or thrillers and soft porn. They have just a little more life force than the previous level. These are usually the instigators of crimes. They hire the people from level one to commit the crimes. These people feel more powerful because they know how to manipulate others. They are also predators, and their power is in their ability to get others to believe in the illusions they create. We'll come back to this group in just a minute. Now, for the third level of power or chi, this is called the level of repetition. People on this level live the same pattern of life every day. They are only comfortable in familiar surroundings. Their lives rarely change. They may have the same friends since childhood or high school. These people are not adventurous at all. They don't like to try new things or make new friends. They are comfortable with keeping life the same. These are your working people who have basically allowed their dreams to vanish, and in some form or another, they've stopped believing. They have accepted defeat and are trying to make the most of their lives. These people are considered the slaves by those who manipulate their reality. They are mostly hardworking people that cannot figure out how to get off the hamster wheel. They are kept in a false reality that creates a belief system that reinforces submission in order to prevent them from awakening and taking their power back. This group is more powerful than group one and two, but they are manipulated and preyed upon by those people in both of those groups. These people in level three have the greatest chance of awakening and moving up in vibration, but they must face their fears in order to do so. So what you have probably already noticed is that almost the entire world falls within these first three levels, with a small percentage unaccounted for. These first three levels are the lowest levels of power, and they have the weakest life force, so they struggle in creating their reality. The people that find themselves at the level of repetition can easily drop down and become alcoholics or drug users, and they can move up. But moving up takes a lot more energy. So if you find yourself in this level, you must begin to change your patterns and start doing things differently. You must open your mind to learning new things and trying new things, higher vibrational things. This is how you begin to break out of the lower levels of consciousness, this lower level of repetition chi. The first two levels have extremely low energy, and their life force is almost completely diminished. So this is why they have a vampire-like energy about them, because they need to feed off of others in order to gain power. This happens in a literal form. Physically and psychologically, they feed off of other people. This is the level of the demonic rulership that we have on this planet that has been controlling the masses up to now. And this is why they participate in all of the horrific things that we've been finding out about, because they can only gain their power by taking yours away. This is the reason why the masses are being kept asleep, because as long as they can keep you asleep and busy working all the time, then they can steal your power, because they teach you to depend on them for everything, and they keep you so busy that you never have time to study or to do any research. They want you to remain in a state of ignorance because you are powerless in that state. They work very hard to keep you in a mesmerized hypnotic state with a bunch of foolishness all over the TV and social media to keep you locked in the illusion. Now, the first three levels again are the most powerless levels to be on, and these people face lots of depression, suicide, and physical ailments due to the low levels of energy or chi. They stay in a survival state of consciousness and are not open to learning new things. This is what you have to break out of. Start spending your money on things that support your awakening. Stop killing yourself. Now, let's move on to level 4. This is called the awakening energetic level. What happens on this level is the people of level 3 begin to change their routines and start to open themselves up to learning new things. Their consciousness is expanded and their vibration is raised due to learning higher vibrational things. The people with an awakening level of power become interested in learning and growing. They become open to new ideas and new ways of doing things. They are interested in expanding their knowledge in different areas. They begin to participate in new experiences and in meeting new people. They begin to desire to read books, to learn new languages, and to embrace new technologies. They start to travel and to explore new places. They become comfortable in different settings and around new people. They learn to appreciate different cultures and languages as well as music. Their hearts begin to open and the richness and possibility of life starts to be realized. The world becomes a better place when the people of level 3 begin to awaken. This is the level where these people begin to find themselves and to free themselves. Now, right away, you can literally feel the difference in energy when we speak of level 4. There is a sense of power and greater freedom. It's very distinctive from the first 3 levels. Level 4 is the place where the awakening begins. The people of level 3 begin to free themselves from a mundane life, a powerless life, and they start to take their power back. This is the level of transformation. Now, on level 5, we begin to tap into the creation level of power. This is where people become even more dedicated to their personal growth and expansion of consciousness. Learning becomes a priority in your life. You begin to make time for meditation and study. You start to enroll in classes that empower you. The people of this level not only learn new things, but they begin to apply them to their life. And this transforms their life. And this causes their lives to truly begin to become more of what they desire. Many of their dreams begin to manifest. These people now value knowledge and begin to work very hard to live their purpose. This is the level where you begin to affect others more deeply because your transformation is seen and felt by everyone around you, even strangers. Your life begins to look completely different here, and your level of chi allows you to create more and more of what you desire. You feel empowered and start to remember your purpose and then act upon it. So now let's talk about the 6th level of power or chi. This is the master energy level, and very few people ever reach this level. But during the time of the 6th sun, many more will reach this level because it's where we're going. Humanity is evolving and ready to become gods once again. In order to make it to this level of power, you must commit your life to your soul path. It takes a lot of commitment and time to accomplish this. But once you reach this level of consciousness and power, you exude confidence in everything that you do. You transform the energy of a room just by walking into it. Your auric field has the power to heal and rebalance others just from them being in your presence. Your words have the power to heal and to bring peace to the hearts and minds of those who hear them. Everything masters touch is transformed by their energy. Masters are examples of how to walk your spiritual path. They are successful, not only in a materialistic way, but in a more profound way, because they have the power to manifest whatever they desire. They openly share their wisdom so that others can find their own path. Masters surround themselves with other masters. They have high standards, and success and excellence follow them. They love humanity and have great respect for all people. They are wise and strong in character and in moral strength. This is why they are extremely powerful and can alter reality with their very thoughts. Masters have a very high level of chi or life force, and this is why their very presence changes reality. they vibrate so strongly that the very molecules of physical reality begin to shift and alter around them. Masters actively co-create with the universe. They are far more powerful than those on the first three levels. And this is why the demonic rulership fears masters of the light and why they do not want you to awaken for fear that you may become a master as well. Because they only have power over you when you remain in the first three levels, the lowest levels of power. Once you begin to awaken, you become more powerful than they are, and they no longer can control you. You become stronger and stronger as your energy grows in purity. Masters are able to see right through the illusion, and they help others begin to see as well and to take their power back. Breaking free from the level of repetition will allow you to take control over your life. Now for the final level. This is level 7, and it is known as the God level of power or chi. And even fewer people ever reach this level. This is thought of as a myth in our modern times. This is the level where you can move from a physical form into any other form at will. This is the highest level of power or chi. This is the destiny of all masters. The energy of the beings of the God level of power is pristine, dynamic, potent, sovereign, omnipotent, and absolutely pure. These beings are one with the creative force of the universe, which you call God or Brahma or whatever you choose. They are pure love, pure joy, pure consciousness, and pure power. This is the realm of light and wisdom that is able to embody itself on the earth. So why does spirit want you to know about the 7 levels of power? Well, for many reasons, and especially so that you can clearly see that the entities that have you or someone you love trapped in one of the lower levels of consciousness is easily defeated. Their power is in making you believe in a reality that benefits them. They literally get you to create it, to manifest it with your energy because you believe in it. So when you believe in their lies, then you create the reality that confirms what they want. This is why beliefs are so very powerful because we all live our beliefs. Spirit wants you to see that you become more powerful with each and every step forward. As you move higher and higher in vibration, you gain more and more power over your life and reality. The reason why most people never get to these higher levels is because they don't believe they exist. And the reason why most people do not believe that they can create their reality is because they are on one of the lower levels of consciousness, and everything is so hard to manifest, and it takes so much effort to create. So what you need to understand is that as you move up and gain higher and higher levels of consciousness, it becomes easier and easier to create your reality. This is because you are aligning yourself more and more with the creative force of the universe. We are told that our only protection in this day and time is our vibration, which translates to the higher and higher you vibrate, the more and more power you have over your life, and the closer you are to the divine. So you have divine protection in higher vibrations. With this closeness comes divine unity, which is the absolute and ultimate level of power. And we only need to fill our lives with more love and more light on a daily basis to unify with our divine life force that dwells within each of us. I encourage you all to stand in your power, to stand in your light, to become the divine being of light that you were born to be. That is who you truly are. Fear not. Continue to shine your light. Purify your hearts. And glorify the Creator in everything that you do. This is your comfort, your protection, your purpose for being, and your time to shine. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.